A group of people is busy setting up a roadside booth just off of Highway 101 in Agoura Hills. Madison Buckley is trying to drum up business.
You got a sign here that says breakfast burritos.
I do.
But you're not actually out hawking breakfast burritos, are you?
Yeah. No, we're just out here, you know, providing breakfast for all these guys that are working so hard to, you know, keep homes and keep everybody safe. And it's really just a small gesture that we can give back to them.
Buckley is talking about some Los Angeles County firefighters working out of County Fire Station 89. They're among the more than 3,000 people working to contain the massive brush fire. Linda Cuban says some Agoura Hills residents wanted to do something for the firefighters who saved entire neighborhoods.
They've saved us. You know, they work so hard throughout the night, and this is the least we can do.
The answer they came up with was a simple one: food.
What is in here?
500 breakfast burritos. Tater tots, chorizo, eggs, cheese, all made at Crafted Kitchen in L.A. by Chef Michelle Leoness.
Sherry Mandel of Agoura Hills helped organize the effort.
My house was in a burn zone, and thank goodness my house was saved. And these firefighters risked their lives to save my home.
But bringing out food for the firefighters isn't as simple as it sounds. You can't just make a bunch of breakfast burritos in your kitchen and take them to the fire station. Mandel says they had to enlist professional chefs and get the help of city officials.
A lot of the chefs that I work with knew I was in the zone and were reaching out to me asking what they could do to help and if they could make food or anything. And I know that these guys aren't allowed to accept food that's made by, you know, our kitchens, because we're not certified, our home kitchens. But, you know, chefs that do this day in and day out and from certified kitchens, it's a perfect way for them to help.
It's a simple gesture, but to a hungry firefighter who just got done working all night long, a very welcome one.
I'll just take one.
Okay, let's get some
breakfast burritos, eggs, awesome. Chorizo, tater tots.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Sounds so good. Yeah. Thank
made
you
by
guys.
A professional
breakfast
chef
burrito.
In LA.
Wow,
yeah.
Great. Thank you very much.
LA County firefighter Dominic DiPietro says the last few days have been grueling. His truck was in the heart of the firefight in the Calabasas area.
Thursday night and Friday we were out there when it was pretty crazy. I've only been on the job here for under 2 years, but it was, the most fire I've ever seen. And just the wind, the weather, and how dry everything was, the fire was just going really fast and pretty extreme.
That's just a burrito there, but it's probably more about what these guys are trying to say to you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, the support from the community has been awesome, and, I mean, everyone's been so supportive, so that's been great.
As people who lost their homes or had them saved struggle with the emotions of the ordeal, it's made what firefighters do every day seem real to them. Agoura Hills resident Deanna Glassberg.
It hits so close to home when you see your hillside burning right near your home and people out there risking their lives so that you don't lose your house. Everybody here is so grateful, and we're desperate to find ways to help and ways to give back and ways to say thank you to them.
Like many people, these Agoura Hills residents are struggling to find ways to show appreciation to those who put their lives in the line to try to save people and homes. In Agoura Hills, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.